Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Micah chapter 4. And it will come about in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and the peoples will stream to it. Many nations will come and say, "Come, and let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, so that he may teach us about his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For from Zion will go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem."
Micah's prophecy to the people of Judah sounded bleak. The nation had fallen into idolatry and other sins, and as a result would face God's judgment of suffering and exile. See Micah chapters 1 through 3. But as we just heard in chapter 4, the book's tone changes abruptly, and Micah is left with what we might call waiting words, a common feature in biblical prophecy. These are phrases that encourage Israel to be faithful even when hope seems lost. In the first verse of today's scripture passage, the waiting words are, "It will come about," sometimes translated as, "It shall come to pass." God asks Israel not merely to wait, but to wait in faith. How does Micah reconcile this hope with reality? From that point on, the book takes on a more hopeful tone as God shows Micah what will come later. The Lord will restore and revive the nation, providing peace and healing. In addition, he promises the appearance of their Messiah, a shepherd king who will arise and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. Micah's words near the end of the book capture his prayerful posture. "I will be on the watch for the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Watching for the Lord, looking to him alone, and expecting him to hear us is the right stance for those of us who are believers when things seem bleak.